understand one another so well, and I think we do understand one another. There is something I'd like to show you. Come this way." He led the way into the throne room, which was empty at this time of day. As he hobbled across the wide floor, he pointed ahead of him. "I expect you know what this is, Captain."
"Oh, yes, the golden throne of Ankh-Morpork. And no one has sat in it for many hundreds of years.
Have you ever wondered about it?"
"Exactly what do you mean, sir?"
"So much gold, when even the brass has been stripped off the brass bridge. Take a look behind the throne, will you?"
Carrot mounted the steps.
"Good grief!"
The patrician looked over his shoulder.
"It's just gold foil over wood."
"Quite so. It was hardly even wood anymore. Rot and worms had fought one another to a standstill over the last biodegradable fragment." Carrot prodded it with his sword, and part of it drifted gently away in a puff of dust.
"What do you think about this, Captain?"
Carrot stood up.
"On the whole, sir, it's probably just as well that people don't know."
"So I have always thought. Well, I will not keep you. I'm sure you have a lot to organize."
Carrot saluted.
"Thank you, sir. I gather that you and Constable Angua are getting along well?"
"We have a very good understanding, sir. Of course, there will be minor difficulties," said Carrot. "But to look on the positive side, I've got someone who's always ready for a walk around the city."
As Carrot had his hand on the door handle, Lord Vetinari called out to him.
"Yes, sir?"
Carrot looked back at the tall, thin man standing in the big bare room beside the golden throne filled with decay.
"You're a man interested in words, Captain. I'd just invite you to consider something your predecessor never fully grasped."
"Sir?"
"Have you ever wondered where the word politician comes from?" said the patrician.
"And then there's the Committee of the Sunshine Sanctuary," said Lady Ramkin from her side of the dining table. "We must get you on that, and the Country Landowners Association, and the Friendly Flamethrowers League. Cheer up! You'll find your time will just fill up like nobody's business."
"Yes, dear," said Vimes. The days stretched ahead of him, just filling up like nobody's business, with committees and good works and nobody's business. It was probably better than walking the streets. Lady Sybil and Mr. Vimes. He sighed. Sybil Vimes, nay Ramkin, looked at him with an expression of faint concern. For as long as she'd known him, Sam Vimes had been vibrating with the internal anger of a man who wants to arrest the gods for not doing it right. And then he'd handed in his badge, and he was, well, not exactly Sam Vimes anymore. The clock in the corner chimed 8 o'clock. Vimes pulled out his presentation watch and opened it.
"That clock's 5 minutes fast," he said, above the tinkling chimes. He snapped the lid shut and read again the words on it. "A watch from your old friends in the watch."
Carrot had been behind that, sure enough. Vimes had grown to recognise that blindness to the position of eyes and ease, and the wanton cruelty to the common comma. "They said goodbye to you, they took you out of the measure of your days, and they gave you a watch."
"Excuse me, m'lady?"
"Yes, Willikins, there is a watchman at the door, m'lady, the tradesman's entrance." "You sent a watchman to the tradesman's entrance?" said Lady Sybil.
"No, m'lady, that's the one he came to. It's Captain Carrot." Vimes put his hand over his eyes.
"He's been made a captain and he comes to the back door," he said. "That's Carrot, that is. Bring him on in."
It was barely noticeable, except to Vimes, but the butler glanced at Lady Ramkin for her approval.
"Do as your master says," she said gallantly.
"I'm no one's master," Vimes began.
"Now, Sam," said Lady Ramkin.
"Well, I'm not," said Vimes sullenly.
Carrot marched in and stood to attention. As usual, the room subtly became a mere background to him.
"It's all right, lad," said Vimes, as nicely as he could manage. "You don't need to salute."
"Yes, I do, sir," said Carrot.
He handed Vimes an envelope. It had the seal of the patrician on it. Vimes picked up a knife and broke the seal.
"Probably charging me $5 for unnecessary wear and tear on my chainmail," he said.
His lips moved as he read.
"Blimey," he said eventually. 56?
"Yes, sir. Detritus is looking forward to breaking the mean."
"Including undead? It says here open to all regardless of species or mortal status."
"Yes, sir," said Carrot firmly. "They're all citizens."
"You mean we could have..."